Israel and this year's Quds Day. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. The World Quds Day has arrived while the Zionist regime has become much more vulnerable than ever. But the resistance front has become very strong. Before the arrival of the blessed month of Ramadan, it was clear that the crimes of the Zionist occupiers would escalate as the presence of Palestinians at Al-Aqsa Mosque increases in this month as an old tradition. Moreover, the Zionist regime has already been beleaguered with political crises and is facing the worst security conditions in its life. This has caused the Zionist cabinet to intensify crimes against Palestinians as an escape forward. The usurper forces have attacked the Palestinian worshippers and arrested the scores of them at Al-Aqsa Mosque. Scores of others have also been injured. These dastardly moves have caused the Palestinian resistance to fire the Jewish settlements with more than 100 rockets. These surprise attacks caused the criminal regime to target Gaza and southern Lebanon with missiles and bombers. One of the main changes in Palestine is that a new generation of resistance has been formed by the young generation, which contains members from the West Bank, Gaza Strip, and Al-Quds. They believe that operations should be carried out inside Tel Aviv. This generation is seriously opposed to any negotiation with the Zionist regime. Another development is that Israel not only failed to eradicate resistance in the West Bank, it is rather the resistance which has succeeded to impose itself on the Zionist entity. This has somehow bewildered the government of Mahmoud Abbas, who believes in talks with the usurper regime. Noted Arab analyst Abdulbari Atwan says on this issue, "It is quite clear that the self-rule authority in Palestine is going to disintegrate before the Palestinian security forces, and this authority is no longer able to carry out its mission of suppressing the Intifada and confront the battalions of resistance in Jenin, Nablus, Balta, and elsewhere." As for the Zionist regime itself, Benjamin Netanyahu took power again in December 2022 after 1.5 years. He was forced to form coalition with rightists and extremists. The coalition cabinet has taken very extremist measures for the past 100 years inside the occupied territories and against Palestinians. The Bill of Amendment of the judicial system will highly weaken the system against the cabinet and the Knesset. The bill has caused an unprecedented 700,000-strong demonstration against the cabinet. Interestingly, hundreds of military have joined the opponents of Netanyahu. Yitzhak Herzog has warned against civil war and disintegration of the regime. The racist and bestial violence against innocent people of Palestine by Netanyahu's cabinet has caused the martyrdom of over 90 people since the beginning of the year. So, the resistance groups have stressed the necessity of due measure against the regime, which intends to attack worshippers in Al-Aqsa Mosque. The new wave of tension began with the assault of the Zionist forces on Wednesday, April 5th, to the mosque and beating the worshippers there. Thus, scores of rockets were shot from southern Lebanon and Gaza to the occupied territories. However, most observers believe that the Zionist regime is too weak and breakable to even dream of any new war with the Palestinian forces. Although on April 6th, the regime missiled some areas in Gaza and Lebanon. The regime's aircrafts only attacked the targets with guided missiles from far distance. In other words, the equipment of the resistance front has seriously challenged the main capability of the regime to use fighters and helicopters. Ismail Haniyeh, the head of Hamas political bureau, said, "We won't let the Israeli regime put into practice its designs of Judaization of Al-Quds and dividing Al-Aqsa Mosque." In addition to the developments in Palestine and the Israeli cabinet, regional developments are also going through too against what the Zionist regime likes. The so-called Abraham Agreement has almost been forgotten with the racist and extremist measures of Netanyahu. The agreement, which had been signed in 2000, was aimed at developing new relations with Arab countries. But he has not been able even to travel to the countries of signatories. The latest attack on Al-Aqsa also urged some of the Arab officials to speak of the closing of Israel's embassies in their countries. Famous Iraqi figure Muqtada Sadr wrote in a Twitter account, "After demonstrations in some of the Zionist cities against their politicians and policies, the great rogue Benjamin Netanyahu has put his finger on a sensitive point and ignited violence in Al-Quds and Al-Aqsa in a bid to get rid of his opponents. These aggressions should be ended, and the first step is that the Arab and Islamic countries quickly decide to close the embassies of the Zionist regime, and if this measure is not constructive, another serious stance should be adopted." The reverse count for the Zionist regime has begun since years ago, and in near future, the entire Palestine will be liberated. Inshallah.